In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus gets in trouble on both sides of the border. He gets in trouble with both the Jews and the Gentiles. He's crossing boundaries, all sorts of boundaries, beginning with the border between the country of the Gerasenes, a Gentile people, and Galilee, which was a region of Israel, the Jewish nation. Jesus is getting close, if not violating, ceremonial law of the Hebrew Bible, of the Old Covenant, by entering a graveyard, interacting with a demoniac, and people who raise ritually unclean animals, swine. As Jesus sends the man healed to go out and tell what God has done for him, the local Gentile community tell Jesus to get out and leave their country. Jesus' actions challenges both Jewish and Gentile cultural norms. The old order of tribalism, prejudice, sexism, class warfare is all pushed behind by Jesus' actions. And a new vision of who we are in God, in Jesus, is ushered in through this act. The good news of Jesus Christ not only crosses borders, but also brings people together under one banner as the people of God. 6 years ago, I received a phone call from the founder and president of Concordia University in Irvine, California, Pastor Charles Mansky. He was coming to Chicago and wanted to meet me and visit his old vicarage church, which was First St. Paul's. It's where he trained to be a pastor, coming here in 1955 to do his vicarage or internship and part of his training to become a pastor. Later, he would write his dissertation on city ministry using this church as his study and centerpiece of his writing. He showed me handwritten maps that he had drawn more than 60 years ago of this neighborhood surrounding us. The red light district was just over here, just blocks away. We were on the edge of a Puerto Rican community. And just a generation before that, 60 years before his internship, this was a much more German community. German was the official language of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod up to 1918. In 1910, we moved up from Ohio and LaSalle up to Goethe and LaSalle, following the neighborhood changes and city changes. We've always had to learn how to do ministry in a place of change. Change in our neighborhoods and change in the city. It was a good reminder for me to meet Pastor Mansky, to know that sometimes God will change our borders without our seeking those changes or asking. Jesus takes his disciples on a journey into the unknown to challenge their long-held assumptions and prejudices, just as he challenges the Gentiles when he arrives. And Jesus continues to do this, to take us on a journey that will challenge us to broaden our minds and enlarge our hearts toward others. That is why what Paul says is so powerful when he says, "There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." This was a radical idea when Paul said this. It was radical when Jesus crossed the border into the Gerasenes. There are no longer ethnic, gender, or class distinctions in the gospel. It does not matter to God if you or I were born into a high society. It doesn't impress him. It doesn't matter to God if we have certain genetic lineage, or the right gender identity. You are accepted. You are valued by God. You are loved in Christ. And if these distinctions are not relevant to God, then these same distinctions should no longer be relevant to you and me. In fact, these differences that we have, that we observe, or that we create, should be celebrated, just as the healed demoniac went into his home country to tell everyone all the good things God had done for him. And did you notice that when he went out to tell all the good things that God had done for him, he said all the good things that Jesus had done for him? I'm so thankful that he is not a God who requires that we speak a certain language to understand him, or that we had to be born into the right family, or that we matter more if we're a boy or if we're a girl. I'm so thankful that we serve a God who has a universal appeal. It's already prepackaged and ready to be universally accepted and preached. God has a global mindset and mission, and so should we. He is radically inclusive of the human race. And rather than the church becoming more uniform, we are growing beautifully in our diversity. We believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for the world. And so, with all of its sin and brokenness, with all of our sin and brokenness and our rivalry, Christ gives us forgiveness. For our brokenness and wounds, he gives us healing. And for our rivalry, he gives us reconciliation. We're not merely citizens of an earthly nation or nations. We're citizens of God's heavenly kingdom, a reality that has no borders to be crossed. And so we as God's people should not settle for stagnancy. We should not settle for isolationism, tribalism, genealogical pride, sexism, prejudice, or racism. We should be on the leading edge of those showing the world of what it looks like when people are unified under something greater, the love of God, so beautifully revealed in Jesus Christ. That is who we are reborn to be. We may have been born one ethnicity or the other, male or female, high or low social class by some standards, but in Christ, we are reborn a new people. In his rising from the dead, we are now a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Our changing neighborhoods, our changing city and state and nation are not just challenges, they are opportunities for the gospel, opportunities to cross new boundaries and to eliminate those things that keep people from the love of God. Jesus leads the charge forward to bring all humanity under one banner to make us all one in Christ. And that should be celebrated. Rise, shine, you people. Christ the Lord has entered our human story. God in him is centered. He comes to us by death and sin surrounded, with grace unbounded. Come, celebrate your banners high unfurling, your songs and prayers against the darkness hurling. To all the world go out and tell the story of Jesus' glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.